Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that Jared from Seattle is. Jared, are you there?
Yeah, hola, bitches!
Yeah. Let's go! Love the energy.
Jared, were you by chance listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to get some of that cheat sheet goodness?
I don't need any of that, no.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love the confidence. Let's go, Jared.
All right, Steve, Jared's ready to go, so you got to get out of here.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jared has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which geometric shape has 4 right angles and 4 equal sides?
Square.
Yes. In what U.S. city would you find the Burlesque Hall of Fame?
San Diego.
No.
Don't know. Pass.
Jim Delligatti is credited with creating which fast food sandwich?
Big Mac.
Yes, that's the one. How many spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board?
40.
Yes. In what 2010s year was Lou Piniella inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame?
72.
No.
Not.
In Greek mythology, who is the king of the gods?
Zeus.
Yes, he is. What was the first female rap group to win a Grammy?
TLC.
No.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Oh, man, a famous rap group girl. I don't know. Pass.
What company first developed the laser printer in the 1970s?
Ooh, GE?
No.
Don't know. Pass.
Oh. Well, with that, Jared, you got 4 correct.
That sucks.
Hey, you know what? You did get one that was on the cheat sheet without having listened to it, so that's pretty good.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Steve Migs is back, but the question is, are you ready, sir?
I believe that I am.
All right.
What geometric shape has 4 right angles and 4 equal sides?
A square.
It does. In which U.S. city would you find the Burlesque Hall of Fame?
Ooh, I'm going to say Las Vegas.
That's the one. Jim Delligatti is credited with creating what fast food sandwich?
Oh, the greatest of them all, right? Well, besides the Whopper, the Big Mac.
Yes. How many spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board?
Spaces? 100?
No.
20?
No.
10?
No. In what 2010s year was Lou Piniella inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame?
2012.
No.
2011.
No.
2010.
No. In Greek mythology, who is the king of the gods?
Zeus.
Yes. Who was the first female rap group to win a Grammy?
First female rap group. Would that be Salt and Pepper?
It would be. Salt what company first developed the laser printer in the 1970s?
IBM?
No.
Microsoft?
No.
Kodak?
No. What is the rarest blood type among humans?
Type O positive.
No.
Type A.
No.
Type O neutral.
No. What actor is famous for the line, "You can't handle the truth"?
Clint Eastwood.
No.
Dirty Harry.
No.
Oh, crap. Ah, oh, man, it's Tom Cruise.
It's not.
Oh. Jack Nicholson.
There you go.
My brain just shut down.
But, Steve, you scored 5, which is a fine score and a victory. 5-4. Wow. Next time, Jared, you will beat Migs.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Jared.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Our friend Jared did know that a standard Monopoly board has 40 spaces.
40?
Lou Piniella was inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame in 2014.
Okay.
And the company that first developed the laser printer in the 1970s was Xerox.
Xerox. I was going to think Canon, but Xerox would have been the more logical guess.
The rarest blood type among humans is AB negative.
AB negative.
Yeah. Do you know what your blood type is?
I don't. I do, but I have it written down somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
I learned it a couple of years ago, and I've already forgotten it.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
I mean, who am I to judge? I don't know mine either, but we should know these things.
Yeah, let's go to the doctor.
Right now?
No!
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We are so grateful to everyone that came out for Sunrise de Mayo on Saturday. We were kicking it at the Red Dog in Puyallup. Awesome day. While we were there, we met a bunch of kids because it was kid-friendly, of course.
Yes.
And what did this kid say that would lead to this reaction?
Do you guys have a favorite band?
Yeah.
What? We bleeped out their answer, but you'll find out.
After Van Halen. Saturday in Puyallup was such a blast. We did Sunrise de Mayo at the Red Dog.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be there till 2, Steve. I don't think we left till 3.
It was a little bit after 3, I think, when we finally were walking out. But it was I didn't want to leave. It was such a cool spot.
And while we were there, we ended up meeting a couple of the absolute most adorable young rockaholics.
And one of them had the most awesome faux hawk going. And I think he was like 5.
He was.
Or even maybe younger than that.
It was so great.
Taryn, I've met a couple of our youngest fans.
These are the coolest junior rockaholics ever.
What's your name?
Serenity.
And what's your name?
Theo.
Theo, and how old are you?
8.
And Theo, how old are you?
5.
And then, Serenity, what were you telling me?
I love your guys'
radio show.
Thank you.
It's 2025. It's way cooler to say podcast than radio, right?
It was so adorable because she just walked right up to me and said, I love your show. And I'm like, wait a second. Are you just like stuck in a certain age, but you're actually like 30? Like, this is crazy.
She was great.
She was the best.
What's your favorite part of it?
Where I beat you.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it stopped being awesome.
What are we teaching the children today?
I bet you beat Migs every time, huh?
Yeah, I do. Not every time, but sometimes.
What, do you guys have a favorite band?
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah!
What? Of all bands?
Rob Van Winkle.
She went with Vanilla Ice. I was not expecting that. If you said list 100 bands that she might be into, Vanilla Ice would never make it even close to that list. MC Hammer, better chance.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the Beastie Boys.
Vanilla Ice and the Beastie Boys, high five. What about you?
I like the Beastie Boys.
You like the Beastie Boys?
Anything Big Sister's into.
I remember that being a kid. That's what made me a fan of Kiss.
Because your brother liked him.
He loved Kiss, yeah.
Absolutely.
You like the Beastie Boys too? Can you sing it?
No.
Shut down.
Do you guys know this song? You gotta fight.
Yes.
For your right.
Yes.
To party.
Yeah. I'm a shirt of rock and roll.
What's that?
A shirt of rock and roll.
You have
AC/DC.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what song my son likes that's your age? He likes Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's
Dirty
a good one.
Deeds. That's
done
a good song,
dirty
yeah.
cheap.
Well, minus the Vanilla Ice bar, you guys are doing a great job at parents.
You know, my kid, all she listens to right now is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme. I would love to listen to some Vanilla Ice
right?
or AC/DC.
Switch it up a little bit?
Just a little bit, please. There's only so many different versions of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme that we could listen to.
There were so many awesome kids there.
There were.
And this is some audio from another group of kids.
Taryn? We keep meeting some of the coolest, youngest rockaholics.
I'm feeling very confident in the future of rockaholics because these junior rockaholics like Olivia are the best.
Olivia, what's your name? How old are you, Olivia?
9.
9 years old, and you listen to our show?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the show?
And I looked at her parents and I'm like, what are you doing to your poor child?
She deserves better.
She does.
What's your favorite part of the show?
Just like everything.
Yes.
What do we listen to every morning?
Beat Migs.
Yes.
Do you know how the song goes? Remember?
Does it go, Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
And is this your older sister?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Lucy.
Lucy, right on. Do you listen or you're like, nah, I listen to podcasts?
We listen every once in a while.
All right, yeah, that's all right. Cool, cool. How old are you?
I'm 14.
14, that's awesome. And yeah, what's your favorite band?
Kane Brown.
Who's that? Kane Brown.
Who?
Country.
But you don't listen to Vanilla Ice? What's going on here?
Who's that? Kane Brown. Kane Brown. Yeah. Well, what about you?
Morgan Wallen.
Now yeah, we're going to have to send him over to the Wolf.
No, no, no.
No.
Give them
our country.
Wait, Steve. We have a t-shirt for her.
Oh.
I don't know if she has, but she's got the IB Migs t-shirt.
Woo! Meanwhile, we got Danny's drunk on wine, just grabbing random t-shirts, giving them to kids.
You're welcome.
Yes. Olivia and Lucy, they were awesome.
They were so awesome.
Really, really cool.
And then we ended up chatting with the family that has one spoiled dog treats. And by the way, I've been feeding them to my dogs all weekend long, and this is how that went.
Taryn, who are we here with?
We are here with one spoiled dog treat company. And I brought these stupid dog treats. Piece of crap.
Oh, those are lame. Loser. You brought the whole...
Meanwhile, yeah, Taryn's walking around with like a bag of like this random dog treats that she brought at like PetSmart. Just walking up to all these dogs, not even saying hi to the owners, and just handing them treats. Like a drug dealer.
Literally, I just asked the owner, like, what's your dog's name? And then never bothered to ask them what their name is.
Shout out to Tucker. He was a real cool dog. Did you meet Tucker?
Cool, yes.
Tucker was my favorite.
Brought the whole family. Who's here?
My son, Jackson, my daughter, Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn, and Pops as well?
Yep, husband David.
Well, tell everybody about One Spoiled Dog Treats.
All natural chicken jerky. Uh-huh. We have three flavors, just regular chicken breast, then chicken, apple, and flaxseed, which is good for a shiny coat. And then chicken, sweet potato, and carrot, which is good for digestion.
I need that. My wife complains about that with me all the time.
I also
Danny got the one for the shiny coat. That's why his hair looks so good.
Of course.
Thank you.
I also love that this is a family business. And I mean, right here, you have the heirs to the dog treat throne right here. What kind of dogs do you have at home?
We have a chocolate lab named Boomer. He's here.
And all he did was complain about the kids these days. It was weird.
He was all gray in the face. He was a sweet old boy.
And then my papa and grandma, they have a dog breed. I don't know exactly what type he is, but he's loud and annoying.
That's so awesome. We're so happy you guys are here. I'm a dog fanatic, so it means so much to me that you guys are here spoiling all of our dogs.
And thank you for the treats. And we still got to do the Daily Migs chicken jerky treats. As one, we had one suggestion of it being called Jerk and Destroy, named after the Metallica song.
That would be cool.
I had to make sure she knew it was about the Metallica song. Yeah. Otherwise, that was a weird conversation.
Thank you for clarifying, yeah, for sure.
But, dude, I actually fed some to DJ as well. It is like crack for my dog. And now when I open up the packets, like,
yes,
DJ freaks the F out. And it's One Spoiled Dog Treat, which is onespoileddog.com. Their treats are amazing.
10 out of 10 recommend.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a woman who posted on Facebook just how excited she is for today's holiday, Cinco de Mayo. But many people ended up using that as an opportunity to question her parenting skills. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we came across this Facebook post on one of our pages, and it was all about Cinco de Mayo. As this person wrote, and I'm going to say it in their voice how I think they would say it.
Okay.
Tomorrow's my favorite day of the year. Cinco de Drinko, bitches. Where are we drinking at?
Was this one of your cool friends? I have a feeling this is from your Facebook page.
Did it sound good?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like someone ready to party.
Ready to party. Well, and we think maybe this person might need to do a little purge of their friends list based on some of the opinions that they decided to share on this post. So let's go straight to the comments.
This feels like one of those instances where you post something and it just instantly backfires. So we figured who better than to read this than SpongeBob SquarePants.
Of course.
Because he gets referenced in one of the comments. So, now, I have to say that Robot SpongeBob, I don't know what's going on in his life, but he sounds very down.
Oh, no.
So, it's depressed SpongeBob SquarePants reading the comments about this lady who's all excited about Cinco de Drinko. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
All right.
You posting Cinco de Drinko is the adult equivalent of writing SpongeBob is my hero in a high school yearbook.
So you're making fun of a person's maturity.
Okay. I mean, let people live their life.
Okay, was it you that made this post?
No.
Every time you post Cinco de Drinko, your uterus sends a group text apologizing to your three baby daddies.
Oh.
Now it starts getting a little scandalous.
Ouch. I mean, Cinco de Drinko was all the rage when I was in college, but I'm 40 now, so...
So you're still going to go out, right?
Of course, yeah. Duh.
Nothing screams I'm thriving in my 40s like quoting a frat boy from 2007. Your kids must be so proud.
We don't know. Maybe they are very proud of Mom and her Cinco de Drinko ways. No?
I don't know.
Ah, yes. Cinco de Drinko. The holiday tradition passed down through generations of ratchet soccer moms.
I mean, that feels very, very accurate.
Is anyone, Danny, you going out for Cinco de Mayo?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's a Monday. Okay, maybe one margarita.
All right, fine.
Steve will allow it.
Yeah, I think if Tatum wants, we'll get Chipotle. That's about as good as it's going to get. We're not getting any margaritas.
Just a reminder, your oldest can read now. You're not just embarrassing yourself anymore.
Wow. What is going on in that woman's world? That she has so many friends that just don't like her.
Oh, that's awful.
Right?
I feel for her.
Like, I would be deleting these people from my page immediately.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Know what? I don't need this kind of energy in my life, especially when it's Cinco de Drinko.
Yeah, don't try to harsh my mellow.
One more comment.
Girl, let me know if you need a babysitter.
Okay, so she has one friend. Probably was. Bring him over. Your kids can hang out with Barrett.
I'll serve the margaritas to us.
Go get wasted. Pick up your kid tomorrow. Oh, or kids. God.
Happy Cinco de Drinko.
The Daily Mix Show.
Stagecoach went down recently at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, and it ended up featuring a surprise set from a rock band, even though this is completely a country music festival. So who was it? We're going to tell you what's trending after Nirvana. As you wake up and get that body moving this morning, you might be curious, what is happening in the world of pop culture out there? And there's a lot, so we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Stagecoach happened recently down in Indio, California. And they ended up being treated to a surprise set by a rock band, even though this is totally a country music festival. So who was that? You'll find out in mere moments. But first, there's a dad who had probably the most incredible foul ball catch of all time. His young daughter was on his shoulders, and it was during Saturday's Yankees game. This is the play-by-play guys talking about how the daughter just happened to put her hands over her dad's eyes right as he was putting his glove out to catch it.
is going to catch the ball. She covers his eyes.
How about that?
And he still caught it.
It's dad power right there.
That's impressive.
Now catch it blindfolded, and then after you do that, give me the ball.
Could you imagine if it got like bonked in the face all because his kid covered his eyes?
Well, like, what if it hit the kid?
Oh, yeah, that actually be worse. I think I'd rather take a foul ball to the face than have Tatum get hit with a ball.
It was pretty wild, though. Pretty cute. She was adorable.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay. So, Stagecoach is not a festival that we ever really pay attention to. It's just a bunch of country music artists. They take over Coachella, and they all perform a bunch of country music songs. So, that's not on our radar. And I did not realize this until this morning, but did you know one of the greatest rock and roll bands was there at Stagecoach for a surprise performance during during the later part of the evening?
It was such a shock.
And it was awesome because you and I are very fired up about this. Danny, on the other hand, I think you will hate the fact that this band was there. And that band is... That's right, Creed, baby! One of my favorite moments while we were at the Red Dog in Puyallup was we're just BSing, and all of a sudden I hear being played. They were playing some great songs. And then all of a sudden I hear With Arms Wide Open, and I just stopped the conversation. I looked at Danny and go, Danny, listen to what's playing right now. And he almost punched me in the face.
I hope that someone in there was intentionally trolling you, Danny, because it was fantastic to hear Creed on Saturday.
Okay, fantastic. And yes, they probably were.
Also, I don't know, do you know Tori Kelly?
No. Based should
I? No. I mean, she's a country music artist. So Creed brought... Also, you look out into the crowd, and this is a country music crowd, but everybody's singing along to his songs. Like, people are losing their collective minds while they're up there on stage. It was a pretty awesome sight.
So great.
Also, they were very wasted when they ran up there and performed, so I think the fans were... Oh, not the band. The fans.
The fans, yes.
But here's Tori Kelly singing Creed with Creed. Everybody loves Creed, Danny.
She killed it.
Even Tori. Come on. We're going to keep playing until it's a new game. How long it'll take until Danny leaves the room. Stop. There's not enough torture.
I blocked out for the past minute. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Oh, I cannot wait for their show.
Did you see this big news? Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, they're going to be reuniting to do what they were speculating could be Speed 3.
Yeah, so it doesn't have a name to the movie. It's all quiet, but a lot of people are putting two and two together, like, oh, these two are back together. It's got to be Speed. And then I think the guy who made the movie is also involved with this as well.
They're calling it right now an untitled romantic thriller, but it's giving Speed 3 vibes for sure.
Nice.
Would you be down?
Yeah, man. Speed 2 is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Agree.
Okay, Speed 1's better.
It's way better.
Speed 2 was still... But did Speed 2 have them in it?
I don't even think so. No.
Okay. Well, clearly we are not as big of Speed fans as
Speed
we
was the original was legendary.
Yes. It was a great film.
It was.
And anytime I'm on a bus, I'm always thinking, is this going to be that moment next that we're going to have?
There's no breaks.
No.
There's
chance.
No breaks.
Did you hear about this idiot from Ohio? His name's James Wicker. He was arrested. He's 61 years old, and he got mad at a Dairy Queen employee all because they didn't get his order wrong. It was just taking too long.
Is the person my dad?
I hope not. Does he get mad?
Oh, yeah. If things are not snappy at a fast food restaurant, Craig Daly will put his head into the window.
All right. Well, these two employees talk about what happened. And also the woman who was attacked by this idiot 61-year-old, she's also talking about the incident. And here they are talking about it.
He started screaming. And so then the lady was like, there's no need to scream, which was the coworker that got attacked. And then eventually he came back there and assaulted her.
People are people and things are going to happen. I just didn't want anybody else to get hit. Or, you know, we're in a kitchen. There's knives. There's hot grease. Homeboy could have had a gun. I mean, we never know. I didn't want anything to escalate. So I was just like, you're going to sleep.
There's no food in the world that I'm that passionate about.
No, even like this weekend, we went and got some food from a place, a small, not like a chain place, but I get there and, you know, the order was supposed to be ready at a certain time. Like, it's going to be another 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, that sucks. But they, I have to say, did it in a very smart way.
Because
they had, like, their kid was there helping out. So they sent their, like, 12-year-old daughter to tell me the news that the food was going to take longer. And I'm like, even if I was mad, I can't get mad at a child.
You're going to drop kick your kid?
And she had the cutest smile. She's like, sir, it's going to be another 15 minutes. And I'm like, that sounds great. Like, what are you going to do?
Have a lovely day.
It's like, more places should do this. Just have a child break the bad news to somebody. Because if you get mad at a child, then you're just the lowest of low.
That's very true.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Thanks again to everyone who was out at the Red Dog with us in Puyallup. Sunrise de Mayo was this past Saturday. And while we were there, we took Beat Migs on a road trip. So how did it go? You're going to find out at 8:50.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.